Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about the error of Balaam. I'm going to read to you Jude chapter 1. There is only one chapter in the short book of Jude. Jude chapter 1, verse 11, which reads this. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. They have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit and perished in the rebellion of Korah. What I want to focus on in that verse is the phrase that they've run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit. Now, have you ever dropped in on a conversation and you have no idea what the people were talking about? You can feel kind of helpless because others in the conversation speak from knowledge that you don't have. Now, for many people, reading the Bible is like that. And when biblical writers refer to other biblical writers, they often lose the point. It would be easy to lose the point that Jude makes in the 11th verse of his brief letter. In that verse, he makes quick mention of three people, Cain, Balaam, and Korah. I want you to see what he wrote about Balaam and what it means to us. You see, in the general context, Jude used these three people as bad examples that Christians should learn from. He points out that these dangerous teachers troubling the early church have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit. Balaam's story is found in Numbers chapter 22 through 25 and in Numbers chapter 31. If people know anything about Balaam, they usually remember his talking donkey. The whole story is a lot more interesting than just that point. But it happened during the time of the Exodus as Israel advanced toward the land of Moab after defeating the Amorites. When the Israelites came near, King Balak of Moab sought the help of a prophet named Balaam. The first delegation from King Balak arrived and God told Balaam, "Have nothing to do with them." These were God's initial words to Balaam in Numbers chapter 22, verse 12. This is what he told Balaam. "You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed." That was a clear-cut command, and Balaam obeyed it, at least at first. Now, after the first visit from the king's messengers, another, more prestigious delegation came, with great riches accompanying them. Balaam wanted to go with them, and God allowed him to go. You see, Balaam lusted after the riches and the prestige offered to him, and God gave him over to his own sin. However, God didn't give up on a disobedient Balaam. He warned Balaam to turn back when he was on the way to see King Balak of Moab. Yet his heart was so set on the rich reward that King Balak promised that he continued on. Balaam even ignored a talking donkey that tried to talk some sense into him. Now, Balaam knew that he did wrong against the Lord. In Numbers chapter 22, verse 34, he said to God, "I have sinned. Now, therefore, if it displeases you, I will turn back." But he didn't turn back. He continued on, refusing to see that when God says no, we must take it as a no. Instead, God gave Balaam what his sinful heart desired. After meeting with King Balak of Moab, Balaam prophesied over Israel four times. But as he spoke forth God's word, he did not curse Israel, but he blessed them each time. When he was unsuccessful in cursing Israel, Balaam advised Balak on how to bring Israel under a curse. You see, instead of trying to have a prophet curse them, Balaam advised the king of Moab to lead Israel into fornication and idolatry, and then God would curse a disobedient Israel. Balak and the Moabites did just that, sending young Moabite women into the camp of Israel to lead Israel into sexual immorality and idolatry. Because of their sin, God cursed Israel. He brought a plague of judgment upon Israel that killed 24,000 people. Therefore, Balaam was guilty of the greatest of sins. He deliberately led other people into sin, and he did it for money. Now we understand a little bit more about what Jude meant when he wrote that the dangerous men among Christians in his day had run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit. The greedy error of Balaam was that he was willing to sell out everything for money. The certain men Jude warned about had the same heart. There are many Christians who would never deny Jesus under persecution, but they might deny him if they were offered a large sum of money. There's not a single sin that corrupt man will not commit for the sake of money. Covetousness is such a dangerous sin that you could say that it killed Jesus. 30 pieces of silver helped put Jesus on the cross. The great Greek scholar A.T. Robertson says that the phrase "have run greedily" here in Jude 11 is literally "they were poured out." This is a strong picture of excessive indulgence. But Paul also used the same term for the extravagant way that God loves us. In Romans 5:5, it says that the love of God has been poured out into our hearts. Friends, we all need an outpouring, but not the outpouring of greed. We need to replace greed and covetousness with the poured out love of God in our heart. So ask God to do that in you today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.